Blog Talk Radio.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Welcome to another week of Hear No Evil Here Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Darlene Lewis. Well, this has been a really, really busy week for me. I have been promoting my books, Don't Be Stupid, The Harlem Poet, Hip Hop Before the Bling. You can get my books at lulu.com/Darlene Lewis. That's lulu.com/Darlene Lewis. Or you can just go to futurenetworkproductions.com. And you can find out about the radio show guests. You can also listen to archived shows. You can watch the television program that we do called Celebrity Showcase. And basically, you can also promote your products, goods, and services on our television show and advertise on our radio show for 1 month and receive a free banner and receive free TV exposure. So make sure you call 646-548-9501 or just go to futurenetworkproductions.com and click on the radio tab and fill out the form and someone will get back to you. Now, there are so many myths about HIV, and many people in America are not educated on the truth of the disease. So Gerald Quick, HIV lecturer, will speak about the truth of the disease and answer questions callers may have regarding testing and so-called cures. So call me now, 347-989-0761, and we will talk to Gerald Quick, who is going to be our call-in guest tonight. The topic is going to be on HIV, but I just want to talk to you women. Yeah, you, women and HIV. This is a call to women of color. Now, if you think HIV isn't our problem, you are so, so wrong. Did you know that Latinas and African American women are getting HIV at a faster rate than any other women? Now, I don't know why that is. I don't know whether it's because they're not going to the hospital, because they don't have health insurance, or it's because they're having unprotected sex or having risky behavior or not eating properly and checking out their bodies properly. But it's killing our people. Now, we're shooting HIV into our blood when we share needles for drugs. We're giving or getting HIV through unprotected sex. We're passing it to our babies. These are the main ways HIV spreads. But HIV doesn't care about the color of our skin. It doesn't care if a person's gay, straight, man, woman, young, or old. HIV spreads in the same ways for all people. It's what we do, not who or what we are. That puts us at risk. So we can stop HIV. That means protecting ourselves and helping the people we know and love protect themselves. Now, how do we start? First, we can be smart about sex. Now, listen carefully. A person with HIV can look fine and feel great. He or she could go years before getting sick and still pass HIV to you. To be safest, don't have sex. If you do have sex, it's safest to wait until you have one lifetime partner who has sex only with you. Before you have sex, you should both go get tested for HIV. Now, you should always use male latex condoms. Use a new one for each act of vaginal, oral, or anal sex. Make condoms sexy. Put them on him. Condoms don't work 100% of the time, but they are considered the best protection against HIV. And we have a caller by the name of Gerald Quick, who is our special guest. And he will talk to us further about HIV and AIDS and all of those things that are important to us. Welcome, Mr. Quick, to Hear No Evil here at blogtalkradio.com. I was just talking to the women, especially the women of color. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to be on the show tonight. And like you said, tonight's topic is a serious topic, HIV and AIDS, and the negative stigma and the lack of education and, you know, basically what we can do to, like, combat that. And a lot of people tend to not want to talk about this. I mean, they talk about everything else, you know, all kinds of social issues on Facebook and everything, but nobody wants to talk about HIV. You know, they don't even make – I mean, it's just – I don't know. It's kind of difficult for me to understand that, and for us just to be as serious as it is.
So,
but, you know, like I said,
you say that, you know, you talk to people about the risk behind it, and I just went to a mother-daughter luncheon on my birthday, March 16th, given by Maria Davis, who is a celebrity promoter who used to do the Mad Wednesdays parties, who has been on various rappers' records, and people have showcased their talents at her Mad Wednesdays. And she's very, 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 very truthful about how she contracted HIV from her husband. And it's a shame, but she's been living with it and doing wonderful, but she's been speaking and even doing testing at her parties that she still does in Harlem. But a lot of people are not dealing with the reality of it. Why do you think that is?
Well, like I said, it's a negative stigma, and for some it's like taboo, you know, because that comes from the lack of education, because a lot of people are still stuck in the mindset of it's a gay white man's disease, or you can catch it by touching somebody or drinking something or eating something from somebody or just sitting on the toilet behind them or kissing them. Or, you know, it's like I said, the lack of education. It's unlike, you know, 20, 30 years ago. HIV is a manageable issue right now. People are living longer. They have various meds out, and people are self-managing themselves. I know many long-term survivors who are functioning and living normal lives, just like the average human being that's walking around, like you say, the average Joe. But the sad reality is you have a certain amount of people, age brackets, like, you know, with the CDC, they put out numbers every year or every 6 months because the information constantly changes. The African-American women ages 10 to 34 one out of four African American women are walking around with HIV virus and don't even know. So, you know, it's just so, you know, important for people to understand that, you know, it's not about sex. It's about social activities now, because people are in a rush to have sexual intercourse and they don't have no social intercourse. That's why the lack of education is there. People go in the store and they buy cigarettes, they buy, you know, they little paraphernalia for whatever you're using, and they don't buy condoms. They don't even mention condoms. They don't even discuss condoms. They don't. It's just a lack of education, a lack of, you know, morals and everything. But
we have a caller. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I think you have a caller calling in from a 347 area code. Caller, you're on the air. Do you want to speak to the speaker, Mr. Quick?
Yes, how you doing? This is Craig Etchbeth. I'm calling about the HIV virus thing. This is very serious. While we have to teach our kids not to engage in certain things, because certain things come up in every way, which way and every way. You could just not doing nothing serious and catch it. So
abstinence is the best way. And like I said, too, it's the lack of education. And so much is not so much as education, academic education, social education. That's our problem, because, like I said, you know, our people talk about everything under the sun. We discuss and know about everything. The fashion, we know about when the new Jordans come out, we know about everything. But try to have a conversation about HIV or AIDS with somebody, and they look at you like you got two heads or something. And that's not that to me. That's sad. And for, you know, for our people of color, for anybody walking around in this day and age, because, like I said, we live in a society where it's everything is about, you know, risk management. Everything we do is a risk. And when
that's
people,
true.
You know, take their life for granted and still walking around like it's the 70s where you can just go get a shot and a couple of pills and you're good. Those
okay,
days
so
are
let
gone.
Me ask you a question. Okay, so let's say you have a 15-year-old and they want to date and they're thinking about having sex. What should they be doing? Because, you know, telling them not to do it, it's just going
to
make
that's,
them
you
do
might
it.
As well tell them to do it. Well, if you if
okay, well,
if
I have a 15-year-old daughter, so I know what you're saying.
Hmm.
So what do you do, Mr. Quick, in a
well,
case like that? What should they do?
From my experience, you have to sit them down. I mean, if they're persistent in going out, they're going to do it. They're going to go out and have sex regardless. You're not going to be able to follow them 24 hours a day or no time of day because you have to take care of yourself. But if they're going to do it and you know they're going to do it, it's best for you to sit them down and explain to them. Educate them yourself about sex education, condom use, and everything. Female condoms, male condoms, dental dams, everything. And bring their awareness up because
right,
that's what
–
go ahead.
I'm
go
sorry.
Ahead.
I'm sorry, you're right, but, you know, they're still going to do things behind closed doors where you don't even see what's going on.
And that's
so
why I said you have to educate them.
So
you
if they don't
educate.
Have the money to purchase these things, because a lot
you
of these
can,
kids don't have money, so where can they get the necessary protection?
Well, you can go to, I know in Albany you can go to, they have various drop-in centers. They even have condoms in the stores in buckets. They're little jars. They put them in stores now. Because a lot of they know that, like in certain areas, HIV is rampant in so many areas, and they know, like I said, the age brackets, the young people from age, like I said, ages 10 to 34. Now you figure it out in certain areas. You know
you
how
said
people
age
are 50,
10?
10 to 34 years old.
Oh my God,
10.
So you
wow.
you figure around. You look in certain neighborhoods. You know how the kids are. You know who they learn this stuff from. So you have to understand the cycle that we're dealing with. We recycling this in our neighborhoods because we're not telling them nothing. Like I said, I would rather sit my 15-year-old down and say, listen, if you're going to go have sex, you do it like this. Don't let nobody tell you not to do it like this. Safe sex or no sex. That's the only protection.
Okay.
It's
you know
no
what?
Real protection.
Okay. And you know what? It could be not dumb. It could be peer pressures from their friends.
Exactly. That's the majority where it comes from, peer pressure. Because everybody want to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak. I don't want to be looked at as less than, or I don't want this guy to feel that I'm not worthy of him, so I'm going to sleep with him. And if he say he don't want to use a condom because it don't feel right, I'm just going to go ahead and do it anyway. Why put yourself through that situation? That's why I said you have to educate your daughter. If you're a man, you've been in the street, you know how it is.
Yes,
before you
of
got
course.
Together with your significant other or whatever. You know how men are. You know how we could get. You see something young, hot, whatever. Once you're under the influence, all bets is off. Somebody going to do whatever they ain't supposed to be doing. And nine
right.
times out of ten, you don't know what the next person has.
Right, and exactly. Okay, maybe it can be us. Maybe women would inspire us. Maybe they have it and they want to pass it on to other people.
Well,
right?
There's a lot of that going around, too. You have to understand. We live in a society where people are walking around in denial because, you know, they are in the situation they are in. I've read in several cases where they've had people, go off with people, and they end up leaving them a message on the mirror, welcome to the world of AIDS. They've slept with them several times in the hotel. I've seen instances like that with documented proof. But this is why I said the lack of education, which
right.
is why I said, listen, knowledge is power. You know,
true.
You the more you know about something, the more you can deal with it.
That's
so
true.
If you don't know, then I can run circles around you. So just imagine, I mean, if you sit a person down and educate them about things realistically or what goes on in the hood, like I said, don't sit down and talk to them about, like how they say, the birds and the bees. You have to get real rough, rugged, and raw and talk about sex like they're going to go out and have sex, like they're right there with their partner. Listen, if you're going to do that, you got to explain to them what's the risk factors, what risk factors come with this. If you want to go practice oral sex, it's risk factors now. It's no more just cut and dry, oh, let's go have a good time. Because
right.
leading back to more what I talked about earlier about the CDC, they put numbers out. And, you know, I've heard cases where a percentage to where it's like 18% of the age bracket, I think it was 13 to 26 African-American male and females up in Albany, up in the Capital Region area have increase of having throat infections, sexually transmitted infections in their throat, chlamydia in their throat, gonorrhea in their throat, because they said, well, if I'm going to catch HIV, if I have sex, but if I have oral sex, I won't catch nothing. So now they're safe. They think they're safe. That's the lack of education.
So they don't understand that, that this HIV virus can be transported through the blood and through the saliva.
It's certain, like high risk factors, low risk factors. You have, have unprotected sex, semen ejaculated into a woman. If the man is positive, woman is going to get positive. She can transmit it to her baby through the breast milk, the amniotic fluid, and when she becomes pregnant, in the sack that keeps the baby in the sack.
Right.
You know, there's so much knowledge and education. You can go online and put in Google HIV, and you could get educated in 10 minutes before you even have sex.
Mm.
Okay, brother.
You know, it's no excuse. There's no excuse.
Okay, with all of this information, and there's another person calling from a 518 number, and caller, just jump in at any time after I speak. But with all of this knowledge that's going around of how you can avoid catching HIV or AIDS or any other STI or STD disease, why is it that there is an increase in it? Is it that the people are not utilizing safe sex, or is AIDS being or HIV being transferred through maybe the water system or the food? Are you sure that unprotected sex or needle usage oral sex is the only way? Like, could this just be like something that they're saying because they don't want you to know that it could be?
You have to understand the word.
Your immune system not working, and the food that
well,
you're eating. What about the hormones that's being shot in these animals? How do we know causing it?
You have to cut you off for a minute and say, let me say this to you.
Sorry. Can I answer that question?
Go ahead.
Okay, there's a research going on, coming down from CIA, FBI, whatever cases. They working on something new, that's something coming out different. It's worse than HIVs. It's some undetected stuff that you don't even know about. Okay, I have people that work up in the White House, whatever. They giving me all the inside information about what's going down. And they got all these people coming into, like, different minorities, like, from over different areas, different countries, whatever. They bringing all this stuff to New York. So New York is going
to
get hit hard.
Are
well,
you saying that these people are coming from other countries that have not been vaccinated, and they're spreading some type of epidemic? Is that what you're implying? Because that type of stuff, that conspiracy theory has been going around for years, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but let's be real. The type of strain of HIV that is being passed along, there is evident proof that these kids are not protecting themselves, and there is a higher increase and older adults having HIV because older men are laying up with young girls that want things.
That's true.
And like Maria Davis said, for Chinese food, and these older men are taking this Viagra.
That's right.
And they are looking for these hot tenderonis who don't know how to douche, who don't know nothing about cleanliness, and these older men, that medication got them going crazy, and they are just screwing any and everything. And then you have a lot of people coming from the penitentiary that's having oral and anal and vaginal sex.
Right.
Which is why I want to jump in, which is why I said what I said about the lack of education. We can learn about everything under the sun. We can learn about fashion. We know about everything, Prada. Ask a person about fashion, anything. They know, they can run it down a list for you. Try to, like I said, ask them anything about HIV or health. They can't answer the question. They don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but there's
and the
information
sad reality, listen,
out
the sad,
here. So there is no excuse. There's information here. So what is the problem?
Ignorance.
Okay, there's a
518.
There's another caller. There's another caller call. We got to give everybody a chance because we're getting ready to get cut off at about 7 minutes.
I
want to
hear from other people.
Okay.
There's somebody calling from a 518 area code.
Okay.
Caller, are you there?
Okay, so I'm going to say good night, y'all.
Well, thank you, sir, for calling in, and you can stay
you
on
much.
The line if you like.
Okay.
Okay, caller. There's another caller from a 518 area code. Are you still on the air? I guess they hung up too. No, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to someone else. Somebody else was on hold. But you know, not to cut you off, but I would like you to conclude your lessons. This is something that you probably need to talk about on a weekly level, so that we can get more and more people. Because people are trying to call, but for some reason they're getting dropped. I just saw a 404. People are calling from all across America to speak to you. And unfortunately, because of the digital age we live in, evidently their batteries is not charged on their phones, and so they're getting dropped. But please conclude what you're saying, is how can people contact you if they want to know more information? And when can you come call back in to discuss this? Because this is something that needs to be discussed on a weekly, maybe daily basis.
Well, I plan to come back next Thursday and discuss some major topics concerning the same issue of HIV and AIDS, because, it, like I said, it's a serious situation, and people need to be educated, really educated. See, I'm not a textbook educator. I get grimy with the education, because people going out to do grimy things and get infected and get all messed up in their life. But, you know, if anybody would like information on risk factors or basic HIV 101 information, feel free to contact me. And I gave out my number before, 518-505-6038. Or you can email me at latif7132@yahoo.com.
Could you repeat that, please? Because you said that very fast.
Yahoo.com at latif7132@yahoo.com.
And how are you spelling Latif?
LATIF and the number 7132@yahoo.com. And again, the telephone number is 518-505-6038. 506-6038, and you can contact me, and just basically we can talk about and, you know, just build on it, because, you know, like, I plan to call back in next Thursday. I'm going to have different segments, you know, because it's different. It's just more than just sex. It's so many issues. This is a very hot topic, and it's just too much information for a short period of time. So we're going to have a series.
Right.
And this is going to be like the preliminary start to the series. So there's enough to give me more time to gather more information, because the information is constantly changing. So feel free to contact me at any time. But next Thursday, I plan to be here again. And you can reach me on, people can reach me through Facebook. Just go to Facebook Friend Finders, just log in my name, Gerald E4 Quick, and you'll hit my page and just hit me up. Like I said, Latif, LATIF, 7132@yahoo.com. And just talk to me.
Now, I understand in the media recently there was some release of some information saying that there has been some cures.
No, it's not no cures. What it is there's so many vaccines are being processed, but nothing has been proven. Nothing has been, it's just rumors. Just like people put the rumor out one time about Magic Johnson had the cure. Magic Johnson has no cure. Magic Johnson was an athlete, so therefore his body was very healthy. The virus has not taken over his body to the point to where it broke his system down. He caught it in time, and he takes his meds on time. If you just log on to some of these sites, you know, and you can hear Magic Johnson even say himself, the medicine he takes, how he takes it. You know, everybody thinks he's walking around with a cure because he's rich. No, it's not about that. You know, it's about taking care of yourself, you know, protecting yourself.
Is the medication expensive?
Of course the medication is expensive. It's very expensive.
But that may be a reason why so many women and men have it, because they don't have the proper insurance.
It's no excuse, because they have agencies that you can go through. Like I said, lack of education will keep anybody in the dark, anybody from seeing the light if they're walking around with tunnel vision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to go out and the same way you go out seeking sex, go out the same way and seek that information.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Our social intercourse is so twisted because our sexual intercourse is so twisted. You can't even have a conversation with a human being now without having them, you know, look at you like you're crazy because you're talking about something. Where you get this information from? And this is everyday life. As we speak, people are getting infected. Yes.
Sorry to interrupt. Okay. This is one thing that's got me a little twisted. Okay, like cleanliness, like your household, like bathroom-wise, whatever. If bathroom's dirty, you know, stuff like that, and you could get affected also, right?
No. You listen to what I said.
No?
HIV is called human immunodeficiency virus. Human. It has to be human. It goes from human to human, not toilet to human, not cup to human, not like, listen to me, and this is I'm exaggerating when I say this, but this is a true fact. I can take a gallon jug and fill it up with saliva from an HIV-infected person. You could drink it. You will not be infected.
Okay.
Because it doesn't work like blood to blood, semen and blood, semen to your body. It has to be transmitted that way.
But you can get hepatitis and herpes.
Well, yeah, that's a whole different. Now we're talking a whole. Like I said, that's a whole different segment of what I want to talk about when I talk about this.
So we're going to table all of that information, guys, because this is going to turn into a serious series. I am looking forward to this.
Yes, and I want people to check my Facebook page, too, because I post a lot of little things on my Facebook wall.
And that's at Gerald Quick.
Gerald E. Ford Quick. Just log in my name, Gerald E. Ford Quick.
GeraldEFordQuick. Because, you know, some people, like you said, are not hooked on phonics, so you have to spell things out. Well, guys, it's been extremely motivating talking to you. I've learned a lot. I'm constantly reading because I want to save lives. My best friend died from full-blown AIDS. And, you know, it's because someone that she trusted transmitted it to her. I have a few friends that are living with it, and they are looking good, and they're taking care of themselves, and they're educating people. And that is what it's all about, each one reach one, each one teach one. Tune in every Thursday at 6:30, and we will try to bring this segment. Possibly this may have to be on the next Friday because next Thursday I'm on a book tour. So we may have to do this on Friday between 6:30 and 7. But until next week, guys, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for calling in. Goodbye.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Good night. Bye.
Segment. Remember, tune in next Friday at 6:30, where we will also have today's guest, Gerald E. Ford Quick, call back into the show to talk about. Please tune in every other Thursday at 6:30, but you can always archive our shows at blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil. And until next week, please check out my books at lulu.com/Darlene Lewis. Go to futurenetworkproductions.com if you need a website design, if you need a banner design for your website promotions, if you need video production services, if you're interested in getting your book published, if you want to submit promo material to appear on our radio show, just give us a call at 646-548-9501. Thank you. Until next week.